pleasant, but it has to be pointed out.
Like the problem comes in where if supposing
we would like to think that everyone in ISKCON is exactly following Prabhupada and everything is perfect and correct, but it isn't. And therefore it's a duty to warn people that everything that everyone, it's not just that someone because has some big position, but they're necessarily properly situated, as we've seen. I mean, so many of our gurus are completely fallen away from the proper path. So therefore we should understand everything through Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, not simply by sentiment. I gave a lecture on this in Croatia, which got me banned from going to Croatia for a few years, in which I was simply pointing out, well, that was part of the process of my getting banned. But I was pointing out that Guru is not an appointed position. It's not just you have a rubber stamp on your hand and then you're a guru. But one has, according to Shastras, Shabde Pare Cha Nishnatam Ramanyu Pashamashraya. One has to be fixed in the knowledge of Shastra, speak according to Shastra, and act according to it also. And if you don't do so, you may have ISKCON Guru stamped on your forehead, but you're not according to the proper standard of Guru. And that wasn't much appreciated, because the two initiating gurus in that area, who one was talking nonsense, to be quite frank, and the other was in Maya, in his activities. And we can frankly say that according to Shastra. But because people are sentimental, we couldn't say that. It's a difficult situation because it's happened that the gurus fall down, and then the godbrothers knew about his deviations before, the disciples afterwards they asked, well, why didn't you tell us before? And then I was trying to tell before, and then they say you're an offender. So it's a hopeless situation. People are just sent there. What happens with me, I've stressed this point so much that my own disciples, if I go a little bit this way or that way, they question me. It's better.
My question also was how do we see them, after we know about these, then how
anyone
do
anyone who has come forward to serve Krishna is a great person. Anyone who is attempting to do that. So we should respect all those devotees, especially those who are fortunate enough to come in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. At the same time, we want to take guidance from those who are well situated in following Srila Prabhupada. So we should respect all Vaishnavas, but we should be careful in choosing those we want to take guidance from. Hare Krishna. That's all. I'm not saying I'm the only one following or anything like that. It's a Shastric test. I don't say that, and I don't think that. And I encourage my disciples to associate with and hear from various leaders in ISKCON. But I might warn them about some of them, even without warning them, because they hear what I say, they can understand themselves if someone's not properly situated. Just like one of the most senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada recently, a few months ago, visited Slovenia, the country where he was, and Vasudev Datta was arguing with him. Respectful, because some of the things he was saying were not what Prabhupada would say. He was denigrating Indian culture. And he was saying Western, promoting Western culture. It's all Western culture. It's just Indian culture is just another culture, and Western culture is just as good. I had a long argument with him once also. Argument means friendly. But I see it, I'll still be happy to see him and this and that. But he was saying Western dress is just as good, it doesn't matter, and I was giving quotes and this and that. So, Guna Chandra told me that also. Because he trained some of his disciples in Russia, one devotee announced himself to be the Shiksha. He's like the regional secretary. He announced that he's the Shiksha Guru of all the devotees here. He said the devotees under who have been hearing from him, well, they asked, well, aren't you supposed to choose a Shiksha Guru now that he announces himself to you? They saw through his bluff. Then he became angry. As I heard it from Guna Chandra. So, there may be various reasons. People may deviate this way or that way. One should be careful. And even some of the, you see among the devotees, the followers of Srila Prabhupada, there are differences, definitely. That's our philosophy, that everyone's a different person. Different persons are different. So, you know, there are some things that some of my godbrothers do that I preach against, but it doesn't mean that I think they're completely off on such things. Just like kirtan standards. Now we're having I'm on a GBC subcommittee about kirtan standards, Hare Krishna. So another member of that committee is Lokanath Swami, and some of the things we're complaining about are things that he does.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. And he knows that, but we know there's no blockage in our relationship because we have a completely different outlook on the most important activity in our society. Well, not a completely different outlook, if your relationship is solid and if you respect each other, that we're both surrendered to Prabhupada's mission, then you can have even big disagreements and still be good friends. And I wouldn't tell anyone don't go to Lokanath Maharaj's kirtan, not at all. He's definitely one of the most blissful kirtan leaders on the planet of his gym. So there's just an example. It doesn't matter because you disagree. There may be disagreements, but that shouldn't be a reason for devotees to become disturbed. It requires some maturity.
When we do some services to the devotee, we generally keep on doing the same.
Finish with this now?
Yes.
Okay. Hibernated? Other, it's on standby now. It means you have to bring it back to life.
Okay.
And then otherwise the battery will go to your mind.
Continuously doing the one service, we get some kind of experience in the sense how to serve better in that service. And when some other new devotee is assigned to us to do the same service along with us, with lack of his experience or something, he might tend to do mistakes and all. Mm-hmm. And that time when we try to correct him or just say, and first thing he might not listen, and then next thing he might get offended. Like in those situations, how can we?
It's too general a question for me. I mean, every person is different, and how to handle them. It may be something in your manner of correcting him, or it may be that he's not fit to do a service. Or how can I say? Every person is different. Okay. Hare Krishna.